Ladies and gentlemen, welcome and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants will be in listen-only mode all throughout the call. This call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this point. Now, let me turn the meeting over to your host, Gladys Dutrieuil. You may proceed.
Good morning. I hereby call to order this eighth meeting of the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission for the year 2020. We thank you for joining us telephonically this morning. This is our fourth telephonic public meeting during this time. At this time, I would like to take a roll call of my fellow commissioners who are joining us on the call. Commissioner Ralph Yanora.
Here.
Commissioner John Coleman.
Good morning.
Vice Chairman David Sweet.
Here.
Thank you. All commissioners are present. We will not be pledging to the American flag during this telephonic meeting. However, we ask that everyone please keep the citizens of our state and our country in your thoughts and prayers during this extraordinary time of dealing with this pandemic. We also remember the brave men and women of this country who sacrificed their lives for our freedom as we prepare to celebrate Memorial Day this weekend. At today's meeting, which is open to the public, the Commission will act on various matters. However, since adequate forms have been made available for public participation in cases before this commission, there is no opportunity for the public to address the commission at this public meeting. We appreciate your patience as we continue to work together in these unique circumstances presented by the COVID-19 pandemic. While our physical offices have been closed, we have remained busy here at the PUC, performing critical functions remotely. I wish to remind utilities and stakeholders to access the PUC's website, COVID-19 webpage, where we continue to update information with the list of PUC actions taken so far, as well as updating public meeting notices, the status of our call center hotline, and e-filing updates. This page can be accessed from our home page. The public meeting motions, statements, and audio also will be available on the Commission's COVID-19 webpage later today. The first matter on this morning's agenda is the approval of the minutes for the meeting of April 16, 2020, and I will call upon Vice Chairman Sweet, who is the editor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have reviewed the minutes of the public meeting of April 16, 2020, and move that they be approved as submitted.
You have heard the motion of Vice Chairman Sweet. Is there a second?
Second, Yanora.
Second by Commissioner Yanora. Any discussion or further edits on the minutes? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0. And now, at this point, we will turn it over to our Secretary, Rosemary Chiavetta, to lead us through this morning's agenda.
Good morning, Madam Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. Your various bureaus and offices have prepared the following agenda for your consideration. Therefore, let us begin on page 1 with matters presented by Director Monahan and the Bureau of Audits. It is recommended that the Commission adopt, in an omnibus motion, all of the items on page 1, beginning with the Universal Service Charge Audit of the Metropolitan Edison Company, and continuing to include both items on page 2, ending the omnibus with the Universal Service Charge Audit of the West Penn Power Company.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Sweet. So moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 3 and matters presented by Director Sophie and the Office of Special Assistance, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page 3, beginning with the complaint of the Bureau of Investigation and Enforcement versus Jetway Transport, and continuing the omnibus to include both items on page 4, and both items on page 5, and both items on page 6, both items on page 7, both items on page 8, both items on page 9, both items on page 10, and finally, both items on page 11, ending the omnibus with the joint petition of the United Telephone Company and CSC Wireless.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Again, Nora, so moved.
Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Unora, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 12 and matters presented by Director Diskin and the Bureau of Technical Utility Services, it is recommended in an omnibus motion that the Commission adopt both items on page 12, beginning with the implementation of the FCC's order on interstate access charge revisions and ending with the application of Common Point LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
So moved, Coleman.
Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 13, it should be noted that the matter regarding the Pennsylvania Telecommunications Relay Service annual surcharge recalculation has been postponed until the public meeting of June 18, 2020. Continuing on page 13, it is recommended in an omnibus motion that the Commission adopt the remaining two items on page 13, beginning with the application of Grid Power Direct LLC, and continuing the omnibus to include both items on page 14, and continuing to include both items on page 15, ending the omnibus with the security certificate of the Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora,
Coleman, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 16 and matters presented by Chief Counsel Hicks and the Law Bureau, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed order regarding the amended policy statement on diversity.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 17 and matters presented by Chief ALJ Rainey and the Office of Administrative Law Judge, it is recommended that the Commission adopt ALJ Watson's initial decision in the formal complaint of Daniel Foe versus the Metropolitan Edison Company.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Sweet, so moved. Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
It is recommended that the Commission adopt ALJ Heap's initial decision in the formal complaint of Temple Bethel versus PICO Energy.
Is there a motion to adopt staff recommendation?
So moved, Sweet.
Is there a second?
Second, Yanora.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Yanora. Under discussion, I do have a motion to offer to amend this matter, and I would ask that Vice Chairman Sweet would take over in presiding.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and you are recognized for the purposes of offering your motion.
Thank you. I ask that my motion be spread into the record in its entirety as if I read it in its entirety. On October 4, 2019, Tepl of Bethel, the complainant, filed a complaint alleging that PECO Energy Company, or PECO, was threatening to terminate service, that the company did not honor the terms of a PUC payment arrangement after the complainant moved to another location. On November 21, 2019, a second pre-hearing order was issued that instructed the complainant to have an attorney enter a appearance on behalf of the complainant no later than December 2, 2019, or the matter would be dismissed. No attorney entered an appearance on behalf of the complainant. On December 2, 2019, PECO filed a motion for judgment on the pleadings asserting that the matter should be dismissed because the complainant is a business and is not represented by counsel. On or about December 18, 2019, the complainant sent a letter to the commission stating that the complaint should have been named an individual minister rather than the Temple of Bethel as the complainant. On December 19, 2019, an order was issued setting a telephonic pre-hearing conference for January 8, 2020. On January 3, 2020, PECO refiled an amended motion for judgment on the pleading stating that the matter should be dismissed because the complainant failed to have an attorney enter an appearance. The telephonic conference was held on January 8, 2020, as scheduled. Counsel for PECO was present. Neither the complainant nor a representative from complainant called in to the telephonic conference. By initial decision issued February 12, 2020, the presiding administrative law judge determined that, one, the complainant failed to comply with the commission rules that require a non-individual be represented by counsel. Two, the complainant failed to comply with the order requiring that counsel enter an appearance on behalf of the complainant no later than December 2, 2020. And three, that the complainant failed to call into the January 8, 2020 telephonic conference in accordance with the order of December 19, 2019. The ALJ dismissed the complaint with prejudice for these reasons. Review of the billing statement provided by PECO shows that the complainant was billed at the residential rate for both electricity and natural gas. Also, on June 11, 2018, the Commission's Bureau of Consumer Services granted the complainant a payment arrangement. Non-residential customers are not eligible for commission payment arrangements. Both addresses connected to the complainant's account appear to be residential. The complainant appears to be a residential customer, although the complaint was filed under a business name. If this is the case, the matter likely should not have been dismissed for failure to obtain counsel. I note that it is the complainant's action of initially filing this case under a business name, then later filing a letter naming an individual as the complainant that has caused confusion. However, because the request for counsel may have dissuaded the complainant from appearing at the pre-hearing conference, the matter should nonetheless be remanded to the Office of Administrative Law Judge for hearing. If fact-finding is required regarding the appropriate rate for this customer's usage, that, too, can be conducted on remand. Therefore, I move that, one, the initial decision of Administrative Law Judge Darlene Heat, dated February 12, 2020, be reversed and remanded consistent with this motion. And two, the Office of Special Assistance shall prepare an opinion and an order consistent with this motion. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Thank you. It's been moved by the Chair and seconded by Commissioner Coleman. Is there any further discussion on this matter? If not, all those in favor of the motion will signify by saying aye. And those opposed,
aye.
Nay. Aye.
Aye.
Hearing four ayes, the motion carries 4-0. Is there any objection to using the same roll call for the motion or for the matter as amended by the motion? Hearing no objection, the matter is approved 4-0. Thank you, and Madam Chair, I turn the gavel back over, the virtual gavel back over to you.
Thank you, Vice Chairman.
Turning to page 18, it is recommended that the Commission adopt ALJ Barnes's initial decision in the formal complaint of Janine Denlinger versus PPL Electric.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Yanora, so moves.
Is there a second?
Sweet second.
Motion by Commissioner Yanora, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Under discussion, is there any discussion? I do have a statement under discussion that I ask that it would be placed into the record in its entirety, but I will read the abbreviated version. Before the Commission today is the complaint of Janine Denlinger, filed on November 29, 2019, seeking to litigate claims about installation of a smart meter and the accompanying concerns about public health and privacy. Previously, the complainant's spouse had raised challenges regarding the installation of an AMI meter at the same service property. In the case of Kyle M. Denlinger, the PPL Electric Utilities Corporation, this earlier matter was dismissed because the complainant failed to respond to a motion to compel. This complainant filed the instant complaint, which also objects to an AMI meter installation, but also raised claims about privacy and health impacts. The ALJ dismissed the instant complaint based on res judicata because the matter had been adjudicated by the Commission in the Kyle Denlinger order. As a matter of law, res judicata should not apply if a matter is dismissed on procedural matters, like a failure to appear, because there has been no substantive determination on the merits. In addition, the identity of the parties is not identical here because the first complaint was the husband, whereas the instant complainant is the wife. My concerns are not alleviated by reliance on Section 316 of the Code under 66 PACS, Section 316. Section 316 addresses prima facie evidence of facts found, which are conclusive unless set aside. This creates a presumption that prior facts, such as tariff rates, are reasonable and precludes collateral attacks upon those facts absent a showing of changed circumstances. There were no facts entered into a record in the earlier proceeding other than the first complainant's failure to respond to a motion to compel. Since there are no facts to create prima facie evidence under Section 316, Section 316 cannot sustain dismissal of a second complaint. This kind of detailed legal analysis arises largely because this commission continues to dismiss pro se complainants based on res judicata, even when there is no identity of the parties and the prior matter was dismissed on procedural grounds, effectively precluding a determination on the merits. I would have preferred that this complainant be provided a hearing. Is there any further discussion on this matter? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Also voting aye, even noting my comments. Any voting against? Hearing none, the matter passes 4-0.
Finally, it is recommended that the Commission adopt ALJ Buckley's initial decision in the formal complaint of 600 Scranton, LLC versus PPL Electric Utilities.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman. I heard both Unora and Vice Chairman Sweet. I'll go with Commissioner Unora because I think I heard him first. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Madam Chairman, that concludes the regular agenda. Turning to the carry-in agenda, on page one of the carry-in, it is recommended by the Bureau of Technical Utility Services that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both proposed orders in the rate filings of Pennsylvania American Water and Pennsylvania American Wastewater.
Is there a motion to adopt staff recommendations?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page two of the carry-in, it is recommended by the Law Bureau that the Commission adopt the proposed order regarding phase three of Act 129's Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program.
Is there a motion to adopt staff recommendation?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion?
Chairman, I do have a joint motion with you on this matter.
Commissioner Coleman.
Thank you. We'd ask that this joint motion be entered into the record as though we read it in its entirety. Before us for consideration is the petition of the Energy Association of Pennsylvania for an amendment to the Commission's 2015 Act 129 Phase 3 Implementation Order. The EAP requests that we amend it by eliminating the obligation to obtain peak demand reductions during the fifth program year and instead measure compliance based on the second, third, and fourth years of Phase 3. The EAP states that the COVID-19 pandemic, Pennsylvania's mandated closure of non-essential businesses, and the subsequent effects of Pennsylvania's economy has substantially reduced electric demand, will have a significant obstacle to EDC's achievement of mandated targets and accordingly increasing the risk that they will be subject to significant compliance penalties. In support of its petition, EAP cites the substantial number of unemployment claims made in Pennsylvania and a significant reported weekday declines in peak demand by PJM. Additionally, all of Pennsylvania's counties remain under either phase red or phase yellow, both of which entail significant restrictions on economic activity. When reviewing a petition to revise or amend a previous order of the Commission, it is guided by the DUIC standard. We believe the standard set forth in DUIC has been met insofar as the extraordinary circumstances involved in COVID-19 provide new and novel arguments which compel reconsideration of the Phase 3 implementation order for final year demand response targets. Further, we find that relief sought by the instant petition is reasonable and is in the public interest. It is clear that to date, electricity usage and business operations have been altered substantially. To that end, reclassifying the demand response targets to the final year of Phase 3 provides an appropriate balance of offering customers the demand response service providers access to Act 129 demand response programs, insulating utilities from unmanageable risk, and preventing the demand response programs from completely, quote, going dark, unquote, for the upcoming summer. As such, we find it is prudent to approve the EAP's petition. We do not believe that we should adopt the conditions proposed by several parties that filed answers to the petition. However, EDC should carefully consider the effects of granting this petition on customers' demand response obligation and customer service provider contracts and make appropriate and necessary modifications. EDC should also carefully evaluate the opportunities for cost-effective voluntarily demand response reductions for the final year of Phase 3 and take into consideration the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic on their customers and their utility service. To the extent that any EDC experiences demand response program expense reductions due to the approval of the EAP petition, those changes will naturally be reflected in the EDC's cost recovery mechanisms. Accordingly, EDC should file any necessary plan amendments as soon as reasonably possible, consistent with the Commission's procedures for seeking modification to Act 129 plans. We note that approval of the EAP petition should not be interpreted as an opportunity for EDCs to abolish demand response this summer. We encourage EDCs to continue offering Act 129 demand response products and services this summer to the extent customers participation is still accessible. Finally, our disposition of the assistant EAP petition is based on the unique facts and circumstances established by the EAP petition and the relief sought therein. Approval of the petition should not be construed as prejudicial to any other subject matter related proceedings currently pending or in the future. Therefore, we move that the Energy Association petition of Pennsylvania, the Energy Association of Pennsylvania's petition to amend our final Phase 3 implementation order of June 19, 2015 is granted consistent with this joint motion and that the Law Bureau prepare an order consistent with this joint motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Coleman. You have heard the reading of the joint motion of myself and Commissioner Coleman. Is there a second to the joint motion?
Unora, second.
Seconded by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0. On the matter as amended by that motion, is there any objection to taking the previous roll call? Hearing no objection, the matter as amended passes 4-0.
Madam Chairman and Commissioners, that concludes all agenda items to be considered today.
Thank you very much, Secretary Chiavetta. Before closing today's meeting, I would again like to take a moment to recognize this weekend's upcoming Memorial Day remembrance. While many traditional Memorial Day public events may have been canceled this year, it is still a time for us as a nation to express our gratitude for the unthinkable sacrifices made by servicemen and women risking their lives for the safety of our country and its ideals. On behalf of my fellow commissioners, I wish everyone a healthy and safe Memorial Day weekend. We want to thank you for joining us for today's public meeting of the Public Utility Commission. The public meeting motion, statements, and audio will be available on the Commission's COVID-19 webpage later today. If there's no further business to come before us, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn. Second, Sweet.
Motion by to adjourn by Commissioner John Coleman, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. I'm assuming there's no discussion. All those in favor of adjourning, please say aye.
Aye.
And no nays, I'm assuming. Hearing none, we are adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.